I'm Moshe Yaniv. I'm an emeritus professor at the Pasteur Institute in Paris. I was educated in Israel, in the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. I studied chemistry in Israel, and two of my best friends have completed their PhD at the Weizmann Institute, and both of them went afterwards for a postdoctoral training with Bad Valley. And both of them became lifelong friends of Bert Valli and admired him, always spoke about him, about his love. And I remember at the beginning of the 70s, I was visiting Boston, and I visited my friend, and he introduced me to Bert Valli. That was the first time. So I knew about him, I knew about his science, and had an opportunity to say hello to him. I became much more closely related to him in 2002, if I'm not mistaken, when he selected me as a visiting professor to Harvard Medical School to work with Peter Holley. So during almost 3 months in Boston, we became close friends with Bert and Kugi. He took us for very generous dinner in the club on Beacon Hill. It was a really big event on gathering all the friends of the foundation. We went out to a restaurant a few times, and we visited Bert and Kugi in their place, drinking good French wine that Bert always liked to offer. And he was so generous and so open and so helpful that our relation really became very friendly, both with Bert and Kugi, and we discussed science. I gave seminars. We had some problems, and I think my wife had some minor health problems, and he was always very helpful, trying to go out of himself to help people.
What did it mean to you to be a Valley visiting professor?
It was an opportunity to come to Harvard, and the foundation gave us an apartment in Longwood Towers, so it was within walking distance from the medical school. It was very generous, so we really had time to see many colleagues in Harvard Medical School. We know many people in the different laboratories and medical school, and to concentrate on science and to discuss science with many people around. Now, following this initial encounter, during the discussion with Bert, I knew about the meeting of the foundation and suggested to organize a meeting in France. And Bert was very, very happy and accepted this suggestion immediately. I had the connection with the Merrier family. Merrier is a family that is involved in biomedical industry in France, and they had a property on the Lake of Annecy. Together with Peter Holley, we organized the scientific program, and I think many of the members of the foundation came to Annecy. And the meeting place was a beautiful old house and some more modern facility on the lake. One could go to swim in the lake. And I suggested that we should have the conference dinner at a very fancy place. And Bert was really enthusiastic about it. And we reserved a three-star restaurant that was run by one of the best French chefs, Marc Vera. I remember driving with Bert to about 4 o'clock to discuss with the sommelier of the restaurant on choosing the wine. And really, Bert was expert in French wine. So we had a nice discussion. We tasted some wines, and Bert chose the wines. But I think we spent 4 hours in the restaurant, and it was beautiful. We came to the restaurant with a boat from the place. We had the meeting. The restaurant was on the shore of Lake Annecy, about 5 kilometers from place. And I remember a very beautiful picture where all the participants were standing on the landing place, and a picture of all the people participating in the meeting. I think everyone was really enthusiastic about the dinner we had together. And one of the participants took pictures of all the plates. And at the next morning, he started his talk by showing all the pictures of the different dishes. Following this very beautiful event, an exciting event, I came back, I think, a year later for another visiting professorship with Bert. Mm. So I remember visiting Bert and discussing. Bert was very interested and to hear the opinion of people about his future projects, about the foundation, about the activity foundation, about the international activity. And he was very glad when I nominated a woman from Australia, Suzanne Corrie, who was head of a very famous institute in Australia, WEIWI, Walter Eliza Hall Institute, to come to the Pasteur as a visiting professor. Valie visiting professor, and she came, enjoyed very much, and Bert was very happy that someone from Australia will come to the Pasteur, and he agreed to add Pasteur Institute as one of the institutes that can receive Valie visiting professorship.
What did it seem to you at the time that he wanted for the foundation? What did he want the mission of the foundation to be?
I think he wanted the foundation to stimulate international contact in science. I think he wanted to create a community of people that know each other, participate together in the endeavor of advancing science and knowledge. I think he was kind of very open and interested in kind of putting forward his ideas about international science. Not restrict himself only to the United States, but link excellence centers around the world together to bring people together, to try to bring together new ideas to solve problems related to health, human health.
And do you think it's been successful in doing that in the last 20 years?
I think we have an example of the meeting here. It's an extremely successful meeting. I think the activity of the foundation in the last few years, expanding the activity, having more visiting professorships, having this program for young investigator support, and bringing postdoctoral fellows to the meeting. I think it's very successful, and I think that more and more people will become aware of the activities of the Valie Foundation and its importance of this foundation.
And going back to Bert, how would you describe his importance as a scientist? What did he contribute to the world of research?
Bert was an outstanding scientist. It's certainly he was one of the best known protein chemists. I think he has really discovered the role of zinc metal in enzymes, and we know that many very important activities in the cell depends on zinc. He discovered metallothionein, which is a very important protein. So certainly he made many important discoveries. I think the foundation will also help keep his memory as a distinguished scientist, because the memory of science is short. Young people tend to ignore what was done more than 5 or 10 years ago. I think the foundation will help keep his memory as a pioneer in enzymology, in the role of metals in enzymes and in the cell.
That's wonderful. I just have one last question. He liked to be convivial, as you've described, with those wonderful dinners, especially the one in France. And when you mentioned zinc there, one of the other interviewees said that even before the foundation was formed, he had this expression, first zinc, then drink.
I have not heard this expression. What?
But does it ring true? That's the sort of man he was a larger-than-life figure.
Certainly, the science was first. But friendship and camaraderie was very important to him. I think it was going together. And I remember that my friends that used to be postdocs with him and went back to Israel, they were calling him once a week to talk to him. And that was always their pleasure to keep in close contact, maybe 10, 15, 20, 25 years after being with Bert. They kept this weekly contact with Bert. So really, people felt as being part of his family. And we and my wife really feel that we became part of the Valley family.